May the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Our text for this morning comes from the gospel lesson, especially these words. And they were all amazed and said to one another, "What is this word? For with authority and power he commands the unclean spirits, and they come out." This is our text. You may be seated. Last week, we considered the words of Jesus that he spoke in the synagogue in Nazareth, his hometown, words that told the people he was the Messiah, the promised one, the one promised to come in the Old Testament, specifically in Isaiah, but that all the words of the Old Testament were really about him. He was revealing himself through this information about who he was. This morning, again, we hear words of Jesus. But this time, we want to consider the power of words, specifically the power of God's word. You've no doubt heard the little ditty, "Sticks and stones may break my bones, but words will never hurt me." Or perhaps this one, "Actions speak louder than words." Or an expanded version of that I found on the internet, "A thousand words will not leave so deep an impression as one deed." I think sometimes we underestimate the power of words. Now, we who've lived more than a few years know that, in fact, words can hurt. A harsh word spoken, a kind word that was failed to be spoken, these can damage a relationship. Words can change the course of life. They can change the course of history. Words have started wars, for example. We also know that words can provide comfort and joy. Words can build up those we love. Words can be extremely powerful both for good and for ill. And what of Jesus' words? Well, last week we heard of Jesus' words working in two ways. In the first way, as he was speaking to the people, they were marveling and amazing at his gracious words. They wanted more of Jesus. They were excited to hear what he had to say. Until he told them that he wasn't going to perform a miracle for them. Then their attitude changed. They wanted to throw him off a cliff, quite literally, just because of words. And so now here is Jesus in Capernaum, teaching first on the Sabbath, astonishing the people, because they had not heard words of such authority, of such strength. And then we find Jesus doing all of the miracles that the people of Nazareth never got to see. Jesus fulfilling the words that he spoke in Nazareth through Isaiah, "He has sent me to proclaim liberty to the captives and recovering of sight to the blind and to set at liberty those who are oppressed, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor." With a word, Jesus drives out the demons. With a word, Jesus heals the sick. With a word, he commands the demons to be silent, and they are. And these words had an effect, not on only the people to whom those words were directed, but the people around as well, because they asked, "What is this word?" Strikingly, the demons are the ones who know exactly whose word this is. This word spells their doom, because this word comes from the Holy One of God. This word strikes fear into the core of their very existence. This is a word they've heard before. But we human beings, not always so easily convinced. What is this word? It is a word of authority, yes. It is a word that commands the forces of evil to be silent. It is a word of healing, yes. But it is also a word of life. It is the word that gives life, that sustains life. The people's question, "What is this word?" is somewhat ironic. They think they are talking about the vocables, the actual sounds coming out of the mouth of Jesus, but really the answer to their question is standing right there in front of them. For Jesus is the word. He is the Word of God made flesh, the eternal Word of God that called all things into existence, the creative Word of God that created the heavens and the earth, the Word of God that created life, the Word of God that told Adam and Eve not to eat of the tree in the midst of the garden, the Word that promised them a Savior when they disobeyed. This is the eternal Word that told Abraham he would be the father of many nations. This is the Word that gave his name to Moses from the burning bush. This is the Word that led the people out of Israel. This is the Word that came to Elijah in the still small voice. This is the Word that touched the burning coal to Isaiah's lips. This is the Word that Jeremiah heard. This is the very Word of God. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. What is this Word? No less than the voice of God, no less than God himself in the flesh. As the Father tells us, we should listen to him. Did you notice the words of Jesus at the end of our reading today? The people in Capernaum, they wanted to keep him around. They liked what they saw. Perhaps they liked what they heard, but they also liked what they saw. They wanted more of this power. They liked this Jesus who was revealing himself to them through the miracles. But Jesus tells them, I must preach the good news of the kingdom of God to the other towns as well, for I was sent for this purpose. You see, the ultimate word that Jesus comes to bring us is not one of condemnation, but one of life. It is the word of the gospel. It is the greatest word that you and I could ever hope to receive from God. For in his word, God does open our eyes to our sinfulness. He does use his law to show us where we fall short. But finally, through the word, we are led to see Jesus not as a new Moses, not as a lawgiver, but as Savior. In his word, he releases us from the bondage of our sin. He proclaims the Lord's favor. This is why Jesus was sent from the Father. To us, we who use our words to cut others down, we who use our words to make ourselves look more important than we really are, Jesus brings a different word, not a destroying word, but a word of love, a word of truth, a life-giving word. The gospel, the good news that Jesus' death and resurrection forgives us all of our sins, this is the word that we receive from God. God's words to you, I am he who blots out your transgressions for my own sake, and I will not remember your sins. God's word to you, I have called you by name, you are mine. God's word to you, in this world you will have trouble, but take heart, for I have overcome the world. These are the words that we need. These are the words that we need to take to heart, to meditate upon. These are the words that Moses tells us to write upon our doorposts, to hang around our necks. This is the word that will say to our dead bodies on the last day, arise, come and receive the kingdom that was prepared for you before the foundation of the world. Christ is God's word, his final word to you and for you. Christ is the word that told his disciples to go into all nations, teaching and baptizing in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, the same word that baptized you. It is the words of God from my lips at the beginning of the service. I forgive you all of your sins. It is the word that broke bread and drank wine with the disciples. It is the word that comes to you from this altar week in and week out. Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Take and drink. This is my blood shed for you for the forgiveness of your sins. These words bring life. They bring Christ's life to you. They sustain you in the faith that leads to eternal life. What is this word? It is Jesus, the Word made flesh. What about those people in your life, those people who hear your words? What do they hear? Do you know that in any given day, yours may be the only voice that someone hears, the only voice who knows that the Word of God made flesh is Jesus Christ? You may be the only one that that person hears that knows Jesus is Lord and Savior. In the midst of so many words that we hear on any given day, your voice may be the only one that reaches out with the love of Christ. And the more we hear, the more we receive God's word, the more we can give that word to our neighbor. What is this word? Christ. Christ is God's word to us. His death and resurrection are the final word. The final word to the demons, the final word on sin, the final word on death. May God grant us to believe it and to proclaim that word to others. In the name of Jesus, amen. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.